Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. And typically, it'd be just another manic Monday, but don't worry about it. We got it handled. It's going to be better. So buckle up, because Katy Perry might be getting bad and bougie with a new dude. We'll tell you who.
Oh.
Mariah might be back with an ex, and we got the photos to prove it.
Love it.
Plus, Steve Harvey definitely responded to his ex-wife's accusations.
Oh.
And it's beyond messy. We're going to fill you on that, too.
Heaven.
But first, we got to toss it to the Migos of the West Coast. Heidi, Eric, and Frank. What's going on, y'all?
Bad and bougie.
How are you?
How was your weekend?
Oh, you know, just partying with Beyonce, hanging out, you know.
Oh, shut up.
You did nothing.
Yeah, you didn't go to the push party.
We was hoping y'all was going to have the details.
Yeah. You weren't there.
Didn't get the invite.
Oh,
that's unfortunate. We got the details. So Jay-Z and Beyonce had a co-ed push party. And listen, man, it was super lit. It had an African theme.
But I'm kind of calling on the whole party because Beyonce's having twins. You think she's really pushing?
Yeah. Nah, like I would.
She could.
They taking them out. She ain't pushing.
Ooh, that's
she's
a big
scheduling
load.
That. Ooh. She's like, come on, she's Beyonce. She's on a schedule. She's not like, I will come when they come.
So right, it's an incision right. Party.
Those twins have an album release date.
I had a dream that she told me that she's gonna give birth on Thursday. This Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, I had a dream just last night.
Oh.
Yeah,
does Beyonce often talk to you in your dreams, Portia?
We were totally friends. For some reason, I didn't attend the real push party, but we were at a push party together in my dream.
I'm going to write that down with a little magic pen. So her mom, Tina Knowles, posted a video which included guests like Serena Williams, Lala Anthony, and Kelly Rowland. Damn, where was Michelle?
Well, She was there.
We'll take a look at this video.
Right, honey. Michelle should have been on the It couch. They had her right there, honey. And they had her in what? Baldwin Hills, and they was in Beverly Hills.
Listen, it could have been worse. She could have been hired as the caterer. I mean, she was right there.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, they all cheered Happy Carter Push Party. And if you was wondering if, like, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z were there together and getting along, they sure were. Now, Beyonce posted this black and white photo of them dancing and having a good time. And if you look on Beyonce's belly, there's like a henna tattoo, and it looks so dopely done.
It does. I bet that took a long time.
Well, hang on, Portia. You're the one that dreams about her. Did she tell you?
Yeah. Let me think.
Well, moving on, Reese Witherspoon gave a college kid the surprise of her life. She gave a speech to some of the graduates at Stanford University at their business school. But after the speech, she decided to go over to her old dorms because she attended the school back in the 90s. And aww, she walked into the room and she said, "Whoa! I used to live here." And she met the girl who's living there now. And she posted this picture on Instagram with the caption, "Surprise, while revisiting Stanford, I popped by my old dorm room and met its newest tenant, Caitlin. She was so nice, she even welcomed me in."
Aww.
What are we going to do, slam the door in her face?
Reese Witherspoon. You're like, okay, but then what are we going to do, sit on my little bed here and be like, "So anyway, what you study?" It's like awkward.
She looks like a college student. This girl, still, yeah. If I didn't know that this was a story about Reese or whatever, or that we were looking at her on Instagram, I would think she was a college student. She looks just as young as the girl.
Yeah, because she moisturizes. She got money.
She exfoliates. Okay.
Some people who can't afford the moisturizer walking around looking old.
And look at the nerd in the background. Reese Witherspoon is there, and this nerd's still working on her computer.
Come on, it's Stanford. You can't
be bothered. I'm cramming.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon, whatever. I've got finals. Yes.
But listen, y'all, I ran across some pictures, honey, of Iggy Azalea, honey, this weekend that was all over the internet.
What you call it? Iggy Azalea.
Azalea. hell, you know, when y'all check this out. Now, they were all over the internet. And I mean, I was very upset, honey, because this girl had on some white pants pumping gas.
What's wrong with that?
You can't wear white pants pumping gas?
You don't pump no gas in no white pants. And look at her ass. What the hell?
So she needs to change her name to ESLA.
Hell, oh, my God.
She's putting the ass in gas. My God.
Are you sure this is not Marlon Wayans shooting white girls, too? Oh, my God.
I'm confused, though. Like, her upper body and her lower body look totally different. Like, she snapped together.
Thank you.
Different doll.
That's true.
How do you
do that?
She looks like Beverly Hills on the top and Decatur, Georgia on the bottom.
All right, we're going to check out for a minute, but we will be back talking about the best and worst moments from the Billboard Music Awards last night. So see you in a bit, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Bye, you guys.
Peace.
All right, so Steve Harvey's getting sued by his ex-wife, and survey says it's about to get ugly.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Now, Steve's ex-wife, who goes by the name of Mary, who he divorced back in 2005, is suing him to the tune of $60 million.
Damn, Gina.
But here's the claim, though. She says he murdered her soul.
What? Oh,
that's a new
Lord.
Thing. Now.
Wait a
I'ma
minute.
Use that.
Didn't she get some money when they first got a divorce?
Yeah, but I mean, maybe she didn't get enough, though, Portia. I mean,
that's because he's making more
she
now.
She just done thought about it. I'm like, you know what? I need some money for my dead soul.
Yeah,
my soul
honey.
R.I.P. soul.
Uh-huh. For those who are scratching their head, like, what the hell is soul murder? Now, soul murder is achieved by a combination of torture, deprivation, uh-huh. and brainwashing. Now,
oh,
Mary got her.
I've been killed in.
Me, I'm dead.
Yeah, I know. I'm dead to the bed. I'm dead right now.
And could y'all not understand it? I mean, just think about it. When you're married to a millionaire and uh-huh. y'all divorced and you no longer have this lifestyle and stuff, I mean, and then depends on how it really went down, that could be a murderous thing.
I think what's really killing her is watching Miss Old Marjorie slay on Instagram.
Now, don't
Marjorie,
cause now, don't Marjorie slay.
All I'm trying
Marjorie
to say
slays now.
Is if you go, if you are an ex of Steve Harvey's and you slide down Marjorie Harvey's Instagram, you're going to die a little inside every day.
It's going to murder you into
yeah.
I don't like y'all saying that because that is true, though. But
it is true.
Man.
Well, Steve Harvey's lawyer denies the allegations and made this statement. Mr. Harvey vehemently denies any allegations set forth for the lawsuit. The complaint is meritless, frivolous, and the allegations are completely false. We will vigorously defend / counterclaim against the complaint.
Mm.
But, like, you got, like, some tea on, like, what really went down, right?
Well, allegedly. No, I don't know no more than what went down. I just know her soul was murdered.
And then the thing about Steve is, it's like if you hating on somebody or you hurt by somebody, you cannot escape Steve. He is on every single show.
Everywhere.
I mean, it's like cha-ching, cha-ching. He's hosting a show for kids. He hosting a
radio.
Family
Feud.
He got his own show. Got radio. I mean, damn, he is the worst ex to have. All right. Well, all right, guys. I've got a smash. Wait, I got how you do it?
Smash alert.
Oh, yeah. Had to get it right for this one. All right, so y'all know Katy Perry, right?
Yeah.
She just had a big payday, $25 million for being a judge on American Idol.
Nice.
But guess what else, y'all?
What?
She may have a new man.
Uh-oh. Oh, Katy Perry?
That's right. Girl, take off up. From Migos.
Those get guys out of here.
Winning. Yes.
What?
Katy and Takeoff apparently hit it off when they met to record their collab, Bon Appetit, which is a super sexy video they did.
Mm.
And they hit it off and liked each other. Now, they performed the song together at the season finale of SNL.
Ooh.
So usually I'd be here for this, but this time I'm like, nah, fam.
Yep, and it's been reported that the couple went to Saturday Night Live's after party together.
Right. Yeah, but this is getting to be ridiculous.
What you got to say about
it? It's just getting to be ridiculous, honey.
Hmm. Why?
Come on through, Gary.
Come through, niece.
Come on, honey.
Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Why? It's just too much.
Speak your truth.
You don't
Why?
Want them to come up like that. That they're coming up too fast.
And now, do these girls really want to...
I don't think Katy does.
Like, in this situation, I feel like she's latching on to something hot so she can get back in the mix.
Thank you. She's using him. She's doing the same thing Miley Cyrus did. Now, her ass back over there with the country music and don't like hip-hop no more.
I mean, thank you. All right, guys, it's time for...
What's the fashion?
Now, let's say goodbye to, honey, those Rob Him from yesterday.
Bye.
Oh, well, honey, y'all, let's get ready for honey and say hello to the man, Keeney.
I'm already out.
Oh, God.
Oh, bitch. All right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I ain't mad at this one.
I don't think I'm too mad.
If you wore swim trunks, it's the same thing, Speedos.
Because I have one of those. I have the full body.
That is a heotard. Like, I can't talk.
And now let's look at the man, Keeney, from behind.
Ooh. Whoa!
Now, see,
that just messed me up.
Oh, so he can get his male trap stamp.
So he can get his trap stamp.
Now that changed the subject.
No, ma'am. No, sir, no, ma'am. No ham, no turkey. Oh, God. All right, y'all. Coming up, we'll talk about the fancy frocks and fashion at Pippa Middleton's wedding. But somebody was missing from the festivities. We'll tell you who it is after the break. Welcome back to your favorite faces, all of us here on Dish Nation. Anyway, Pippa Middleton tied the knot over the weekend to her millionaire man, James Matthews, and honey, she looked stunning.
Yes, she did. Mm. She did.
She looked
okay. I'm
so
happy for her.
She looked okay, Gary?
She looked okay.
Well, y'all, her sister Kate was there, of course, and Prince George and Princess Charlotte are so adorable. Well, did you like Kate's dress, Gary?
It's just, I don't know what happened. I know the royal people are rich.
Right.
But, baby, they just didn't bring it American style.
Well, y'all, the guests arrived, and it was sure like a fashion show because you know the Brits don't play Gary when it comes to fashion.
Did you see that mess?
Which one? What is
all of it looked a mess. The only thing I liked was the damn plaid pants on the men, and the kids looked better than all the people.
The kids did look really cute.
I can't tell if it was a royal event or the Kentucky Derby.
Like,
it's like the style of dress was very similar.
But anyway, y'all, the wedding was definitely the place to be. Prince William and Prince Harry looked dashing as ever, but noticeably absent was Harry's girlfriend, Meghan Markle. She did not attend the ceremony because they didn't want her presence to upstage the bride. And
wait,
apparently
what?
It went against the royal protocol or no ring, no bring policy.
Bitch, they let her.
They
said, you're going to leave her, honey, at home, and you're going to bring her to the reception. She's not coming to the wedding.
No ring, no bring.
That is not okay.
Is that a long-running thing? Like, has it always been like that?
I don't know.
It is today, honey. And they say, honey, how did you bring the block off? She stays home.
Well, she might didn't come to the wedding, but Harry was able to sneak Meghan into the reception.
Not sneak her in.
The
servant's entrance.
Snuck her in.
The
bad daughter.
Oh, no, I don't like this idea. I just would have stayed home. I'd have been like, thank you, but no thanks.
You got to admit that she would upstage the whole wedding.
I don't think she would upstage.
They would talk about her because she's beautiful. She would be the talk of the wedding. It wouldn't be about Pippa.
She would have the biggest ass in the whole room.
No.
It wouldn't be about Pippa no more.
No. Pippa used to have butt. Now she lost it.
She never had butt. She had butt for the UK. Okay. So, all right, man, the Cleveland Cavaliers took an L last night in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals, but the bigger L came from the NBA's Twitter account, which posted this caption, Amy Schumer and a fan.
A fan?
Oh, bitch.
What's
his name?
Oh, God.
Did you run the NBA Twitter account?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. And David Chappelle is Mr. Cleveland. Like, he's from Ohio.
He is. How can they not recognize him?
That Twitter account's ran by the same people who sent out the invites to that royal wedding.
Yeah. Dang. All right, y'all. Well, up next, it's Brett's favorite part of the show. A story about Mariah Carey.
Oh, we love Mimi.
Yes, we love some Mimi, honey. Well, she must have been feeling some type of way on Friday night because she posted this picture of her and her ex, Brian Tanaka, as a Flashback Friday.
How Flashback was that?
Not too long ago.
Brad, you know, were you there?
Well, people were speculating that she wanted that old thing back and speculate no more because it looks like she got it. They were spotted making out at Wolfgang Puck's Cut restaurant that same night.
That's Wolfgang Puck's. It's like a cafeteria.
It does, doesn't it?
And that's a ritzy restaurant.
Yeah, it is.
So, Brad, does Mariah just have a cameraman to come around with everyone? Because who took that picture?
Nick.
Oh, Nick? Oh.
You just want to be around.
Right.
Brad over there like a shaking up bottle of soda. Come on, just say something. Just say something, Brad. Man, these people out, man. They trying to get a rise out of you.
Pop the top.
I know.
We'll side out.
Oh, we love Brad. We love Mariah.
How many times y'all think they had to take this picture before she said, okay, this is good, darling?
Okay, now,
Danny. Probably about 10. Times, okay?
Y'all gonna lay off my friend for real.
How many times?
Don't about even 10. Worry about it. However many times
about
she wanted
times?
It to be.
You can tell
also,
you.
She did have to approve it.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
All right, coming up after the break, the Billboard Music Awards were last night, and the biggest takeaway is that Cher actually figured out how to turn back time. She looked amazing, y'all. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it was the Billboard Music Awards last night in Las Vegas. There were a couple of standout performances last night, but I think for sure the biggest standout performance was by Cher. She did both of her. She did Believe, and then she also did If I Could Turn Back Time, where she recreated the outfits that she wore. This is 28 years ago. She's 71 years old, and she's wearing the same damn outfit she
wore. I don't think there's a part of her that's still 71.
there are a few new, updated things, for sure.
She did look awesome. But in that second outfit, she looks like she's from the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Like, she's been chained up, and she escaped.
I think the real Cher died years ago. This is just a male impersonator.
There are some good ones. You're like, I don't know. Cher won the award for Billboard Icon last night. In her speech, she admitted, despite turning 71, she can still do a five-minute plank. Here's what else she had to say.
When I was really young, my mom said, you're not going to be the smartest, you're not going to be the prettiest, you're not going to be the most talented, but you're going to be special. I just have to say that I think luck has so much to do with my success. I think it was mostly luck and a little bit of something thrown in.
Did you feel like she was speaking to you when she said her entire career was luck?
Oh, well, I sure did. Of course, everybody's career, there's a little bit of luck, but she's obviously talented. I mean, I think it was smart for what her mom said. It's like, listen, and learn how to deal with it, because I think what a mistake a lot of parents make is they tell their kid, you're the prettiest girl in the whole world, you're the best singer, you're the best baseball player. I was prepared for life. I mean, my mom and dad didn't say anything nice about me. So when I was out there, somebody was like, how are you doing today? You look nice. I'm like, oh, what? I do? I don't. What do I say? I never knew how to
handle. You call them a liar. Cher was a big diva last night. But the other big diva was Celine Dion. She performed her hit, My Heart Will Go On. It's the 20-year anniversary of the release of Titanic.
Wow, that'll make you feel old. Years. Oh, my God. So, I mean, yeah. She killed it. She got a standing ovation.
Well, of course she's going to get a standing ovation. But look what she chose to wear. Was she dressing like the icebergs? I mean, was that...
Iceberg dead ahead, Celine! Oh, it's Celine!
And I thought when I first saw the dress, how the slit goes pretty far down.
Yeah, it's a
down
low slit.
I thought it was so low that was just pixelated area. I'm like, my God!
They had to pixelate it.
They pixelated it down there.
Listen, I think Celine Dion is a magnificent singer, but she reminds me of like a newborn gazelle.
Are you talking about when she's backstage dancing to Cher?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's watching Cher perform on the monitor and she's dancing, but she's like, it's like everybody's old grandma getting around the dance floor at the wedding.
It's actually like you're watching Rose from Titanic try to dance at a wedding.
Yeah.
She's not real steady on her feet, so she's not going to do too much so she doesn't fall over.
If Jack from Titanic was wearing that, he would have been saved.
Yeah, Jack on one shoulder, Rose on the other. They both would have lived.
Their hearts would have gone on.
Up next, why is the rumor mill in a spin over Scarlett Johansson? Well, Atlanta has all the news and is going to tell you about it next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and it's Monday, and we've already got our second smash alert.
Oh. In the popping.
I don't know if y'all watch SNL this Saturday, but Scarlett Johansson, the word on the street is she hooked up a Weekend Update co-host Colin Jost after she met him while she was performing as Ivanka Trump in a season finale sketch.
Oh.
Things got really steamy between them at the after party. According to eyewitnesses, it was definitely going down. But good for Colin Jost, man. Like, you know, I say it all the time, man, shoot your shot.
You got to. And do you shoot your shot? Because I remember one time you interviewed Brandy.
Don't talk. Please don't.
You
please
interviewed don't, Brandy. Don't, and when
you
want
to be
dead. When we watched the footage, I mean, he was a black man blushing for real. Like, I could actually see the blush on his cheek.
Now, Gary, you fly under the radar.
Yeah, because I don't flirt.
You don't? You just
I'm a Christian.
You know what Gary does when he likes one of our guests? He's very quiet.
Very quiet.
Like, he will not come at them. He won't give them no tea, no shade, no nothing.
Nothing.
He would just be very polite, and that's when I know Gary is friend. He liking somebody.
You got to be nice, and you got to do it when you get out the door.
Oh, professional.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
Gary, come through.
Well, I'm not.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.